This year alone, charters will divert more than $400 million from public schools. That's money districts desperately need so they can offer more science, technology, arts and music classes, as well as preschool services and smaller class sizes. The money should be kept in the public schools for the benefit of all students. No local accountability. Charter schools are not accountable to their local communities. The state often approves them over the united opposition of the communities where they will be located. That's wrong. Local communities should have the final say on what kinds of schools they want. Charter schools are divisive, creating a two-track system described by the NAACP as separate and unequal. They typically underserve English language learners and special needs students, leaving public schools with fewer resources to educate a higher need population. Well, what can you do? So, pro-charter groups have millions of dollars from hedge funds and corporate backers. In fact, most of the money's coming out of New York. We rely on people power to stand up for the students in our public schools. Most of the money to vote no is coming locally. If some of our public schools are falling short, we should fix them, not keep taking money away and giving it to unaccountable charters. You can get more information at saveourpublicschoolsma.com, massteachers.org/charters, or on facebook.com, saveourpublicschoolsma. It's a very important vote, and it's definitely going to affect the community. So, let's see, I just see now the board has been once again rearranged. I have to see if I can get it back to what I need. Let's see here. Ah, that looks like it might be the thing. Uh-huh. So, it worked. Marvelous. Okay, so I'm going to start us off with some music of a woman from Brazil who is going to be here at the Regatta Bar next Tuesday night, Luisa Maita, and a very interesting musician. And we'll hear more about it after we hear the song. way, very moody kind of sound, and mixing in this electronic flavor with the Brazilian. Let's see what I have. Okay. So this is being released actually tomorrow, and it blends Brazilian and electronic music to create a sultry, seductive, and innovative sound. She is somebody who likes to take it slow. She's a Brazilian singer and songwriter. It's been over 6 years since she released her critically acclaimed debut album, Lero Lero. She's toured the world numerous times since then, received the Brazilian equivalent of the Grammy for Best New Artist, had two of her songs featured in the Academy Award-winning film Boyhood, collaborated with Daniel Hunt of Ladytron, recorded with Dalata, shared the stage with some of the biggest stars in Brazilian music, and lent her voice to the opening ceremony of the recent Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. So fans of her will notice that she seems to exist in a different time dimension from the rest of us. Ironically, her home city of São Paulo, one of the world's most frenetic and overpopulated metropolises, is her main source of artistic inspiration. It's kind of interesting. As the city rushes around her in a blazing hive of activity, Luisa floats gently through the madness. Like a slow-motion figure in a high-speed film, she sits back and soaks it all in, wisely observing the world as it dashes by. Well, it's very interesting. And so, as I said, she is going to be at the Regatta Bar, and I don't have the time of that show. I think, it's 7:30, and I will be at that show, and I hope some of you will come along and check her out. She seems quite interesting. Okay, so we've gotten a good start. Next, we're going to go to, I have a lot of new music to share with you, so this is fun. This is a Brooklyn-based collective. Thank you. Wow, that ended much too soon. I really enjoy that. Canción à l'Écor de Ave, Beekman Volume 2. Let me tell you a little bit about this group. Brooklyn-based collective comprising pianist Iago Vasquez from Spain, saxophonist Kyle Nasser from the U.S., bassist Pablo Menares from Chile, and drummer Rodrigo Recabarren, also from Chile. These musicians met in 2012 at the Fifth Estate Sessions in Brooklyn and formed Beekman shortly thereafter. The quartet couples eclectic original compositions steeped in rock, jazz, Latin, and classical, with dynamic group interplay into a sound that is international while remaining squarely in the realm of modern jazz. With members from three different continents, Beekman brings a plethora of influences to bear on its compositional and improvisational aesthetics, lending a unique sound. So, they recorded this in October of 2015, record volume 2. So that's going to be released in October in Ropadope Records. And yeah, it's nice. So I'm just going to see. I don't have any information about if they're touring, but I like that, actually. Well, I wanted to play something else, and now I don't find the CD. I'm afraid I left it here in the studio and it's disappeared, or I don't know. So I'll have to go on to something different. Hopefully it'll turn up. These things sometimes do, but we'll go on to another new, fairly new. I think I played it last week once. So, Arte del Duo. So this is our fundraising time here at WMFO. And we so appreciate any contribution you can make to help the station get new music and have events. WMFO.org is the link, the website, and you'll find the link there for contributions. If you like to support the Voicemobile, please indicate when you do your make your donation that you are earmarking it for the Voicemobile. That is very helpful. So, let's see what we're going to listen to on this one. Okay. Thank you. Millie Bermeo and Jan Greenspan, Las Orillas del Mar. That is very moody, very interesting. So this is their heralded voice-based partnership program with a focus on musical purity and universal fellowship, and their first recording without other accompanists in 20 years, where jazz meets Latin with elegance and soul, a quote from the Boston Globe. Now, they're going to be doing CD release concerts October 23rd and December 13th at the Lily Pad in Cambridge, Mass. October 19th at Arsenal Arts Center in Watertown, and October 29th at the Dance Hall in Kittery, Maine. They'll be performing September 23rd at the Beantown Jazz Festival. So Bermeo was born in Buenos Aires, raised in Mexico City, and is a professor at Berklee College of Music. And since 1984, Greenspan, a New Haven native and a classically trained cellist who became one of the Boston area's leading freelance bassists, have created a unique body of music that applies jazz improvisation to original songs and music from throughout the Americas. Themes of political liberation, environmental responsibility, and interpersonal commitment have defined both their music and their career and led them to a major life decision. The business changed so much post 9/11 that we had to decide whether we should reinvent ourselves, Bermeo notes. This led to what Greenspan describes as an entire creative undertaking of another kind, a move to New Hampshire, where the couple built their own house. We decided to live the right way, Bermeo says, of their relocation to a nature reserve. It has brought us closer and closer to do-it-yourself, including growing as much of our own food and making as many of our own clothes as possible. It has purified us and removed many of our frustrations. But Greenspan adds, for a while, the move replaced music. Finding opportunities to rehearse in Boston when everyone we worked with had so many other gigs became hell. The bassist also turned his attention to baking and has built a growing reputation with his Dan's Brick Oven Bread, while a construction accident also left him unable to play for several months. Oh dear. The future of their performing partnership became unclear, but Millie insisted that we couldn't let the music go. Greenspan stresses, and the result is a new focus on the intimate artistry that had previously only been showcased on their 1997 album Duo, which was released on Gunther Schuller's GM Records. It got us back to the essence of art, he says, and provides the best opportunity to use all of the classical information we have. Yet the new music developed over a series of monthly gigs at the Lily Pad in Cambridge, Mass. Takes the pair beyond their previous achievements. We didn't want to repeat ourselves, Bermeo adds. Now we reduce. I think of the music like my garden, as being all about beauty after years of work, and nobody told me how to do it. So it goes on with some more information, but this is lovely. The Lily Pad is a nice little room, actually, on Hampshire Street in Cambridge. So I've been to one concert there, and it was very pleasant. So I'm going to see if I can make that show. They don't give a time for this show. I think if you go on to the Lily Pad's website, they'll give you a time. So the CD is called Arte del Duo. Okay, what do we have next? I don't think I have anything next. Okay, we're gonna go to another new one called Quiet Spaces. Let's see how this, I think I played a little bit of this last week too. So of course everything is swirling around with election stuff and the all the different attacks and all the police craziness. I don't know, I think the music is an antidote for all of it. I still can't figure out what's the right thing to do on any of the above. But hopefully we'll figure it out. Okay, so let's go to, that's about right. I think I did that this morning. It's called Awake with a Start. It's CD player is deciding to spit out the CD. See if we can get it to ingest it. Nope, we'll put it on a different one. Sometimes these decks are very persnickety. All right, this one seems to like it better. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, that's good. WMFO Medford here. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Thank you. Okay, some very interesting new music that we're listening to. That was Mark Dresser 7, Well Well, for Roswell Rudd. The disc is called Sentimental You. And before that, we heard Sound Underground, Awake with a Start, Quiet Spaces. I'll tell you more about both of those. But tonight, here at the Tufts campus, Edgar Carret is talking on the seven good years. It's a talk about Edgar Carret's experience raising a son in Tel Aviv amidst an increasingly turbulent political climate, including navigating terrorism and racism on all sides of the conflict. This is at the Granoff Family Hillel Center. Lecture is at 8 o'clock. Question and answers to follow. And support from Center for the Humanities, the Department of International Literary and Cultural Studies, Charles Smith Endowment Fund, International Relations Program, Judaic Studies Program, Films and Media Studies, Middle Eastern Studies, English Department of English, Office of the Dean of Arts and Sciences, and Tufts Hillel. So, that's tonight at the Granoff Family Hillel Center at 8 o'clock. Sounds interesting. There's another lecture going on as well. I'll tell you about that in a second. This is out of the Tufts Daily. Anna Deavere Smith, actor, playwright, and professor, doing time in education, the school to prison pipeline, a Tisch College Distinguished Speaker Series. Today at 7, Disler Auditorium, Granoff Music Center. Okay, so these are both going on at the same time. Well, this is starting at 7. It says, we have received an extraordinary amount of interest in this event. Seating will be on a first-come basis. We strongly recommend that you arrive early. Okay, so there's that as well. So, also, coming up very soon is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So, prior to the New Year is what we call slichot, special penitential prayers that we do after midnight, and that will be coming up this Saturday evening. And I believe that, I don't know if there's anything in the paper about Tufts having a slichot. You could check with Tufts. Let me just look through and see if they've announced. It should be in this edition, but they don't always. Let's see. Meeting on campus. No, I don't see it. Career fair, Tufts career fair. No, I don't see it. So, in any case, it's an opportunity to start to get ready, if you haven't already, for the upcoming High Holy Days and taking account of what's happening in your relationships with other people, your relationships with yourself, your relationship with God. And it's a good time of introspection. So let me tell you a little bit about what we just heard. Now, the last one was the Mark Dresser 7, exploring new compositions on Sentimental You, Bespoken Outspoken. Oh. That's interesting. No, Bespoken Outspoken is the name of the CD. It doesn't say that. No, apparently not. That's just... Anyway, it says that this is going to be released in early November, so you're hearing it way ahead. Working with a supremely gifted septet, Dresser brings together emerging talent and revered veterans from East and West Coast scenes. In many ways, Sentimental You builds directly on orchestrational concepts he's been exploring in smaller ensembles and relationships he's honed via telematic connections, which enable musicians in different locations to perform live in real time via high-speed, high-bandwidth links. Very interesting. So, what do I want to share about this? It stands out as Dresser's most ambitious work as a band leader. April saw the release of the Moscow Improvisations by Jones Jones, a volatile collective trio with Russian percussionist Vladimir Tarasov and Rova saxophonist Larry Oakes. And in March, the talent-laden SLM Ensemble released Source, Liminal Music, a large group project co-led and conducted by Sarah Weaver, featuring masters such as vocalist Jen Hsu, flutist Robert Dick, percussionist Gary Hemenway, and saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom and Marty Enrich. So, interesting, all these different new things. Born in L.A., Dresser's been a creative force since he first started gaining attention in the early 70s with Stanley Crouch's Black Music Infinity, a free jazz ensemble that included Bobby Bradford, Arthur Blythe, James Newton, and David Murray. He earned a B.A. and M.A. from UC San Diego, studying contrabass with Bertram Turetsky, while on a Fulbright in Italy, studying with maestro Franco Petracci. Dresser was recruited by Anthony Braxton for his celebrated quartet with Jerry Hemenway and pianist Marilyn Crispell. Dresser made the move to New York in 1986 and spent a decade touring and recording with the Reed Visionary. Ubiquitous force on the downtown scene, he worked widely with masters such as Ray Anderson, Tim Byrne, Anthony Davis, and John Zorn. So, there's so many new people to learn about in the music scene, this emerging jazz scene. So that's Mark Dresser. And before that, we heard Sound Underground, Awake with a Start. The CD is called Quiet Spaces. They're looking closer at the world around us, revealing the intricate beauty of details that pass by unnoticed. The trio turns these moments inside out, leaping through a wide range of textures and sounds on a journey full of surprises. On Awake with the Start, they examine the moment of being startled and discover its multitude of hues in Leon's playful solo. Indeed, the three seem to find inspiration in the most unexpected of places. So this is on Carry On Productions, spelled with a K. Sound Underground. And it features... It's a compact trio, guided by words of wisdom from jazz legend Wayne Shorter. You've got to go down in the basement and visit every note. Composed of saxophonist David Leon, trumpeter Alec Eldred, and guitarist Jonah Udall. All right. I think that brings us up to date with that. And let's see. Earprint. Where did I put that? There it is. Earprint. Okay. And we're going to go for this one. Thank you. Okay, Earprint, The Holy Quiet, Endectomorphic Music. creates a thrilling, challenging debut. Saxophonist Kevin Sun, trumpeter Tree Palmetto, bassist Simone Wilson, and drummer Dor Hershkovitz merge diverse backgrounds and inspirations. So, CD release concerts October 25th at the Jazz Gallery in New York City and November 13th at Riverwalk, Nashua, New Hampshire. Fired by a shared passion for challenging but engaging music, Earprint has quickly forged sound with what its members refer to as an aggressively melodic, shamelessly youthful approach. The explosive quartet's self-titled debut, due out October 21st, on Endectomorph Music, displays creative invention, intricate composition, and raw combustiality in equal measure. The Chordless Collective brings together four musicians from diverse backgrounds. Saxophonist Kevin Sun comes from picturesque New York, New Jersey, and trumpeter Tree Palmetto from the grayer Pacific Northwest. Bassist Simone Wilson hails from Santiago, Chile, while drummer Dor Hershkovitz was born and raised in Israel. Despite their far-flung histories, the quartet established an immediate rapport while studying together at Boston's New England Conservatory, and Sun encouraged them to work together and to challenge one another. Well, we'll hear much more about this. Let's see if it says anything about the whole... Oh,